We're back on with Jason from Woodland Firearms in Berrega. Well, I appreciate you giving us some more time, Jason.
Yeah, good to be here, Adam.
So we talked about skim ice on Keweenaw Bay, and in fact, some pretty sketchy testers were out there at the head of the bay with spuds, apparently, this morning, even walking on it, which seems awful quick to me. But, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed that the wind stays down and just get a little thicker and a little thicker every day out there. Huron Bay is fishable, a little bit past Pine Point, but the ice is super sketchy. Be careful catching some burbot out of there, and I also heard about whitefish. But now, as promised, I want to go to Chassel Bay. What are you hearing on Portage?
From what I'm seeing, they're getting fish out there. I got a friend who caught a couple dandy walleyes out on the humps, I believe. But other than that, I'm not really sure. But I know the ice is decent, and they're fishing it.
Now, I've been hearing that it's actually been pretty good fishing when you're there at the right time. I mean, what's new, right? It's not consistent, I guess, is what I'm hearing. But when it's good, it's really good.
Right. I've had some guys come in and they say they just can't catch them, but they're hearing other guys are catching them. So, I mean, I don't know if it's time of day or bait or, you know, what. But
did your buddy who caught those big walleye, well, first of all, how big were the walleye? Do you remember?
I believe one was 31 and the other one was 29.
Dang, those are dandies. Did he say what he was using?
He didn't.
That's so typical of walleye fishermen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's their prerogative. I'm not trying to tell anybody that they have to help anybody else, but
right.
We do appreciate when folks do pass along to try and help other people get into some fish now and then. I did hear also the shiver minnows, actually, on Portage was doing really good. Purples with chartreuse and purples with pinks, but I don't know what size or anything like that, so, or if they've tipped them with a minnow head. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah, you know, that may be true. We've been selling a few of them. We've been selling the Moonshine, the double zero size and size one. So maybe them are the ones. Guys don't really stay a lot, but them are the ones that I've been selling quite a bit of. So.
Well, I appreciate you passing that along, Jason. Anything else you want us to know about before I let you go?
If you need anything, stop in. We got bait. We got live minnows. We got all anything you need, so. Stop in and check us out. We got some predator calls in also just last week from Fox Pro, so guys are starting to get into that also. So,
excellent, Jason from Woodland Firearms in Berrega. Stop in and say hi next time you're going through, and I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, no problem, Adam. Appreciate it.
Keep our fingers crossed on that Keweenaw Bay ice.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping. You always got a couple crazy guys, though, that always go out and test it, you know. And I don't know. It just ain't worth it, you know? But yeah, I'll keep you posted if I hear anything.
Appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
Okay. See you, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.